Now the U.S. president says the European Union is, quote, America's foe when it comes to trade. Have a listen.
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's
a foe. Now, Donald Trump also called China and Russia enemies of the U.S. on trade as well. The U.S. president has constantly criticized America's European allies on different issues, including trade, immigration, and NATO spending. He's even openly questioned Western military alliance's purpose. Trump will be meeting his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in Helsinki on Monday. And now we're joined out of London by Mr. William Spring, international affairs expert. Hello, Mr. Spring, and thank you for joining us on the program. What, sir, can Donald Trump possibly gain by being, by using such strong rhetoric in America's leading allies?
It's about time someone spoke for the people of Europe. I mean, this ridiculous NATO exercise or NATO operation organization, that shouldn't be there at all. The Warsaw Pact was disbanded after the fall of communism. So why can't NATO disband? Because it's lost its role, whatever that role was. And I'm a great supporter. I was a great supporter of NATO. It was a bulwark against what we thought was going to be a communist takeover of Western Europe. But now communism is gone. So why have NATO? Donald Trump, I believe, actually understands this. He sees the fallacy, the foolishness of spending enormous sums of money defending Europe against some supposed offensive across the German plain by Russia, which is ridiculous. He knows that. Everybody knows it who studied the strategy. But no one has said so. You get these ridiculous people like Mrs. May still sticking up for NATO when NATO is a complete busted flush. It should be disbanded now, and then we might get some savings in the US defense budget. There's no reason. This is a ploy that Mr. Trump is using. He's demanding that the Western countries, the European countries, pay more money for NATO. Now, what they won't, they may pay a little bit more, but their domestic constituencies will object strongly and do object to pouring more money into a ramshackle sort of operation, which cause war.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're running short on time. But this initial statement of his that the U.S. president, when Trump says European Union are America's or is America's foe when it comes to trade, is the European Union, you know, not playing fair with Washington when it comes to trade, or is, you know, Donald Trump being unreasonable? Your thoughts, please.
No, America, Donald Trump is talking the truth there, because it's not merely America that EU doesn't play fair with. The EU doesn't have an idea of how to play fair. They are oppressing the people of UK, causing us to join the union when we don't want to be. We've already voted. And this is so, any sort of bullying that's going on by EU to other countries is the same sort of thing that we've had from this wretched organization for years and years. We're in a complete mess here in UK because nobody knows how to get out of the tentacles of the octopus. Mrs. May should have taken us out straight away, immediately after the referendum. Instead, she dithered and has turned out to be a covert Remainer. She was a Remainer before the referendum, but we actually believed that she would do what she said and she would get us out. She said that there would be a department for exiting the European Union, which she then appointed David Davis to it. It turns out that department was a fiction. There is a complete and total dishonesty by Mrs. May on the issue of the European Union. And Mr. Trump has spoken for the people of England. It's taken an American president to come across the seas to say this. Now, I'm not, that doesn't mean by that that everything that Trump says is good, but on the issue of the European Union, he is spot on. And it's not merely it's an enemy of democracy. It's a bureaucracy. It doesn't work on democratic principles. It seeks to override the sovereignty of the state. And behind it all is German hegemony. I am, as an Englishman, I'm absolutely disgusted by the fact that Mrs. May had to check out her latest proposal with Mrs. Merkel before it was given to the cabinet. And we are a client state of Germany. Germany has won by diplomacy what it failed to win in war. And it is about time that there was a divorce. And the British people demand the divorce. And it's about time that Mrs. May took this on board. Now, she obviously can't.
We're all out of time, Mr. Williams-Spring. I'm awfully sorry to have to cut you off, sir. But I want to thank you for your perspective. It's always valued here on the program. Mr. Williams-Spring, international affairs expert, joining us there out of London.